What's up, what's up, what's up? You are now tuned in to TMZ Tutu, also dubbed the Magazine. It's TMZ Thursdays, tomorrow is Friday, and I'm your host, Two McIntoss. Okay, y'all, my bad, all right? My bad. I apologize. It's been a minute, but I've been busy, busy, busy. And if you know me, and if you follow me on any of my social media sites, I know you're probably like, man, nah, bro, you've been living your little hot girl summer. And you know what? This is true. This is true. But I really have been busy and I've been kind of tired, okay? So my bad. My bad. I love y'all. Be my friend. Be my friend. Okay, so this episode, I didn't even make a drink all like that. I really just kind of mixed some vodka with the Mike's Hard Lemonade. I used the peach kind and then I added a splash of like this spiked spritzer. It's kind of good. I mean, it ain't like sweet or nothing like that. Not all like that, but it's pretty good. It's strong. And I mean, you know, it's alcohol. So if you know me, then you know, I don't like no sweet ass drinks. I don't like that sweet shit, that old punk ass liquor. You know, like I like that hard shit, like straight to the point. Just give it to me. You know, like, I don't know, I like real nigga shit, but I be trying to doll it up for y'all because I know that y'all be liking that sweet shit. Y'all want something that look good, taste good, or whatever. And I like y'all just a little bit, just enough to fuck with y'all and drink what y'all be drinking, okay? All right, so, you know, that's what I'm drinking tonight. So I'm gonna give y'all a little time to go grab y'all something, a drink, grab your blunt, grab whatever it is that you need. I don't know what y'all be doing, you know, like this is a non-judgment zone. So whatever it is that you grab or what you get that you need to get through this episode, you know, to come fuck with me, come fuck with me. So we're gonna go into this ad, and when we come back, we're gonna be ready to rock. All right, all right. So give y'all a little second, go ahead, get your shit while I give me a couple ice cubes because it's kind of hot, you know. So I'm gonna grab a couple ice cubes, throw it in my little drinky drink, and then we're gonna get it going. All right, all right. Okay, we are back. So look, okay, so I've been trying like crazy all day to find a special little toy. I'm so disappointed because I honestly do not remember the name. I can't find it for nothing in the world. Like, I've been looking all over my Facebook. I've been looking everywhere. I looked all of my screenshots, everything, and I cannot find this toy. So it's funny as hell because earlier while I first was looking for it, I got a message from my partner. Why the hell this girl asked me about the same damn toy that I'm online at the time looking for? I'm like, what? She like, that toy, the one that you had showed me. I'm like, bro, why the hell I'm really on Amazon right now trying to find a damn toy? It was hella funny. I had to like screenshot it to her and show her, like, bro, I'm not lying, like I'm really looking for the shit right now. So either way, like, it's hella funny because probably like an hour ago, my other partner actually sent it to me. And she was like, this, because I was like, who did I send it to? But I knew I sent it to her. And so she was like, she found it. But the one she sent, I kind of feel like it's not the exact one that I was looking for at first, because it was two special ass toys that I was definitely had my eye on and I was going to get one. But I chickened out because you know what? I'm like, I'm not a fan of toys. I'm not. Like, I can say that I probably only used a toy like once or twice in my life. Like, I had one before and I probably used it because I was fucking with my baby daddy at the time. Then he went to jail and he was like, oh, you need to go get you a toy because, you know, I'm in jail and won't. So I think you should get a toy. And, you know, I was like, oh, okay. You know, I was young, dumb, and you know, I thought, you know, I was with the person I was gonna be with for real. And so, you know, I was listening and doing everything he was telling me to do. So I'm like, all right. So I went to the sex store. I went and got me a toy. Bruh, that motherfucker sat in the box the whole time. I think I used it one time and that was it. That was all. I think probably like some years later, my sister or somebody found it while we were moving my shit or something. Like, I'm not a fan of toys at all, but I really wanted to try the two toys that I was looking at only because the reviews had me curious as hell. Like, the reviews were so fucking wild, bro. Like, Oh my God, that shit had me dying. I was like, bro, these females is nuts. Like, they going in on these reviews. So I really just had wanted to get it because of that. So whatever the case, I really know that the one that my partner sent me probably ain't the one, because she spent $200. Now look, I like a nut like everybody else, but $200 for a nut? Like, I don't know. I feel like I might as well go get a boyfriend. If that's the case, like, let me just call my nigga up, because $200? I mean, the reviews sound like they's gonna give you $200 worth of a nut, but I just can't. Me paying $200 for a vibrator, I damn near feel like I could go on E1 and go pull up a hooker and spend $200 with her, and I'm pretty sure I'm gonna get the whole treatment. You feel me? But whatever the case, the first one that I know that I was looking for was like $50. And I'm okay paying $50 for a toy. If I was really like wanting a toy, I would probably pay $50. $200 though? I don't know. I'm gonna get back to y'all on that one. But it's another one. The other toy I was looking at, it was like $30-$40, and I was like, okay, the reviews weren't all that, so I'm like, let me find these two toys that I had been seeing and Ben said I was gonna get. I knew I wasn't serious, because if I was serious, I would have screenshot the shit. Clearly I wasn't serious. I was high capping all on Facebook, acting like I was really about to go get me a nut in the form of a toy, and I didn't even do it, wasn't even thinking about it. Anyways, whatever. I think that the game guys is hating on me big time, because I can't find the shit. I was gonna get it, I was gonna use it, and I was gonna do my review on here so I could let y'all know what it's really hitting for. You feel me? But I can't find the shit. So whatever. Game guys hating on a real one. It is cool. But anyways, I realize that I'm weird anyway, because I really don't like toys. Like, I don't like toys. I don't watch porn. Like, I really don't watch porn. And I probably think, like, I'm about the only person in life that does not watch porn. Like, over the fucking age of 16. Probably the only person that doesn't watch porn. So, I don't know. I just don't like it. I used to watch it with my baby daddy when, you know, me and him was together. Other than that, like, I've never been a porn person. I didn't even like it then. I used to, like, laugh at the shit. Like, look at this weird-ass bitch walking in here. Look how she's sucking dick. Like, why the fuck? Like, she knows she don't gotta make them noises. Like, you know, like, I've never just been a fan. Never been a fan. I don't know. Whatever. So, like, I don't know. I'm just weird. Like, I don't like toys. I don't like porn. Even when I'm reading books, like, I swear I will flip past all the sex scenes. I would go all the pages past the sex scenes. Like, I might read one sex scene in a book, and after that I'll be like, all right, bitch, we get it. Okay, he stuck it in, his dick big, she can't take it, she hollering, she yelling, the neighbors is knocking on the door, we get it. Okay, past that, thank you. All right. But like, I don't know, when I'm writing my own books, I hate to write sex scenes. Like, I hate the shit. People be like, you gotta put sex scenes in the book. Sex is, everybody has sex, Tutu. Like, hello, come on. Everybody has sex, put it in the books. So, like, I be trying to, like, get away with, like, one sex scene a book. But my readers is not going for that. They be like, bitch, bring it back. We need, like, 70 more sex scenes, ma'am. I be like, oh, cool. Okay, I'm like, I'm the type of bitch, like, I be reading fucking books, and I be like, why the fuck do he think that he could fix everything with sex? Like, they ain't even finished arguing, bitch. You ain't even told him why you was mad yet. Why you already getting dick down? Like, come on. Anyways, like, I don't know. I'm just weird. Like, I swear, like, the couple of times that I actually, like, masturbated or whatever, like, I probably really can count on my hand how many times I've actually in my lifetime, like, played with myself and, like, really just, like, on my own masturbated shit. Like, you know how you be with your nigga and you be doing it and you kind of, like, play with yourself to get him going, you know, so he watch you and get the visual and shit. Yeah, that don't count. I'm not counting that, because yeah, I need him to finish the job from there, right? But like, yeah, so, like, me, like, starting in and finishing it myself, like, I probably count on my hands how many times that's happened in my lifetime. And every time I did do it, afterwards, first, I was like, oh, bitch, you're disgusting. Like, I can't believe you did that. Like, what? Why would you do that? Like, you go wash your hands, you go hop in the shower and hella shit. Like, you should not have to hop in the shower after you fucking masturbate. You feel me? You should be able to little wet wipe it up and, you know, a little washcloth, a little soap, whatever. Not me, no, I need to get in the shower. Jesus, please wash my sins away. Like, I can't do it. Okay? So, like, I don't know. I'd be so embarrassed. I'd be feeling like somebody was peeking through my window watching me. I don't know. Like, my mind goes crazy. I don't know. Despite all the freaky things that I don't do, I do love listening to this podcast called Horrible Decisions. Like, them hoes is freaky. They freaky as fuck. Like, they be gaming me the fuck up. It be shit that I ain't never heard about on sex. And they be telling me about it. And I be like, girl, I've never heard that shit before. Like, wow, that's crazy. But you know, like, I'm nasty when it counts. I'm nothing like them hoes. I'm nothing like a lot of hoes. But I'm nasty when it counts. Like, my nigga be like, ooh, you nasty. You know, I be like, yeah, daddy, okay, you right. But, yeah. Other than that, like, I don't know. Whatever the case. Speaking of, we're gonna go a little further. You know, since we on the subject, I got a funny story. I was listening to Horrible Decisions. The last time I was listening to them, it was this episode, and it was this other girl on there. Her name is Cuddy. I can't think of her full name, but her name is Cuddy, and she was talking about going out of town, and she had like went out the country or something, and she had got a massage. Oh my gosh, when I say that fucking episode had me dying, but it really brought back a memory that I had. And okay, so I never told nobody this. I probably told like one other person in life, because the shit was really embarrassing as hell. But now, like, I'm ready to come clean. Like, I'm gonna come clean to y'all. Okay, so while I'm sitting here talking about, like, you know, I'm not a nasty person, I'm saved, sanctified, child of God, and I don't do those things, like, I'm gonna tell y'all this story, because this story's funny as fuck. Okay, so a few years ago, like, I was doing modeling and stuff, right? So, like, I had a couple of modeling accounts and stuff, and I was taking jobs and stuff. So this was back when, like, Model Mayhem was really popular for people that actually model and stuff. Like, you know what Model Mayhem was? It was a website where you could link with other models, you could link with photographers, all kinds of stuff. Like, you get your jobs off of Model Mayhem. Like, and so, like, I was getting paid. I wasn't just doing like pictures just to do pictures. Like, I was actually getting paid for these pictures that I was doing in these fucking shoots that I was going on. So you know, they have levels to it. So, you know, you get like your implied nude, you get your nudes, all the shit. But I wasn't doing nude. I would do like implied, some implied nudes. Like, I was comfortable enough to be topless, but not like anything else. Like, and then I would still wasn't even really comfortable with that. It just paid better, and I'd be like fake comfortable with it. Like, yeah, I'm comfortable, sure, let's do that shoot. And I'd be there like, oh my God, I gotta fucking take my shirt off. Okay, so at the time, I was going through a lot. My cousin had just got killed. I had just moved into a new place. So I was really just trying to keep myself busy and keep my bills paid. Like, it was extra money. Like, I was making a few hundred dollars every time I did a shoot. And I would do at least two shoots back to back, like, every weekend. So I was making good money. It was good side money. Not really good, like, money, because I wasn't doing it full time, but side money, it was good. It worked for me. You feel me? So, okay. So I was doing this. So I had got booked for this job, and it was paying pretty cool. So I was like, okay, you know, I'll go. It was kind of out the way. It's probably like an hour and a half away. And I drove out there. And, when I got there, they had basically gave me my itinerary, and they were like, okay, so you gotta go shop for you're gonna get your looks first. You're gonna get, so I was supposed to come with my makeup done. So my makeup and my hair were done already. And, I was supposed to go get my clothes, my outfits and stuff, and pick out my props. So after I did that, the photographer was like, oh, okay, well, we hired a masseuse. You'll get, an hour with the masseuse. And then when you come back, you know, we'll get into the shoot. So I'm like, okay. I'm looking like, oh, they professional. Okay, get me my own masseuse. You know, I'm feeling real high class. I'm feeling like I'm doing it. Like, okay, bitch, you doing it. Okay, so long story short, I get with the masseuse, right? And it's an older man. And, you know, I'm just thinking like, yeah, okay, whatever. Like, I'm in a I'm probably like in a robe. I was either in a towel or a robe. I really don't remember. But I remember I only had, I don't think I had on anything. I think I really just had the robe on. And I don't think I had anything on underneath. So, no, you're right. No, I had on some underwear. I had on panties, but I did not have a bra on. So he's doing the massage, and as he's massaging, you know, it's feeling good. I'm like, okay, cool. Just get my stress out the way, you know, like, all right, okay, I'm with this. So, you know, if it was feeling cool, you know, I'm relaxed as hell. And so, like, he started, like, massaging, and he's, like, coming up my leg. So, he's coming for my calf, and he's massaging up my thigh. And as he, like, gets on my thigh, he kind of, like, his thumbs is, like, going towards the inner thigh. And I'm not tripping, because at the time, it's not feeling nothing. It feels appropriate. Everything is, like, cool, you know. I'm not tripping. I don't feel like he touching me out of pocket or none of the shit, you know. I'm like, okay, cool, that's cool. So as he keep going, I notice that he's like taking the edge of his palm, and it's like coming towards like my inner, like right under my butt cheek. Okay, so I'm like, okay, you know, like he getting kind of close, and I'm like kind of nervous, like, should I say something? Should I shift my body? Like, he getting kind of close. Like, I'm trying to get him, like, away from the area that he's, like, kind of close to. So, he must have did some little move with his hand, and it, like, rubbed a lip. And I was like, whoa. And I kind of, like, jerked, like, oh, shit. It was like a whole tingle. So I'm like, oh, shit, okay. So he kind of like, he don't make no noise. He don't say nothing. I'm expecting him to say, oh, I'm sorry. Nah, he don't say none of that. So he just keep going. So I'm like, okay, I relax a little bit. Like, let me just relax. Calm down too. You know, you good. Like, calm down. It was an accident. Get your massage, okay? So now I done looked at the time. I done turned my phone, looked at the time. Like, how many more minutes I got of this shit? Like, goddamn it. Hurry up and get off of me now. Like, now I'm like, ah, leave me alone. But so now he keep going. So as he going, he like coming up my thighs, and he still keep brushing that little finger like towards my lips. And as he keep doing it, it's a sending a tingle every time, like a jolt, like choop, choop, choop. And my shit is thumping. I'm like, oh shit, like what the fuck is this man doing to me? Mind you, he's not touching me inappropriately. He's not touching nowhere near my, like, he's not touching my private parts, actually. Like, he's like kind of like brushing past it, but he's not never touching it. When I say, by the time that man fucking finished giving me a massage where he never touched me and he just was massaging my inner thighs, I made a fucking mess. Like, made a fucking mess. When I said, I was so fucking embarrassed, I got the fuck up out of there. I went, hurried up, and got into my shit, and I rushed through that whole damn photo shoot. Like, the photographer was like, he stopped, like, are you okay? But I swear I was embarrassed. Like, I knew that the photographer done went and talked to the masseuse, and he done told the man that I done damn near squirted all over the fucking bed that I was laying on, the little massage bed that I was laying on. Like, I was so fucking embarrassed. Like, oh my God, I was so embarrassed. I went washed up, and then I went and there was a shower in there too. I went and got in the shower, everything, had fucked my makeup up, had to redo my makeup. That fucking shoot was supposed to be 2 hours. That shit ended up being like 4 hours because I kept fucking up. I only got paid for 2 hours of the shoot, man. Oh my God, that shit was crazy as hell. I ain't gonna lie. At the end of the day, I done kept the memory with me, okay? So, I think somewhere along the lines, that damn massage fucked me up. Like, because now I be feeling like any kind of massage I get, I need a happy ending. Because that was a happy fucking ending. It was an ending I didn't even ask for, you know? Like, it just came. It just was, like, there. And I didn't ask for it. I didn't enjoy it, per se. But now, I feel like if I get a massage, I want a happy ending, too. Like, I used to judge men like, oh, you go and get happy endings, you nasty. Now I don't judge men anymore. I feel y'all. I want a happy ending too. I want to feel relaxed and I want to end happily. You know, so like, run me my happy ending after all of this. Like, I don't know what to say anymore. I don't know. It's just, I'm a horrible person. Horrible. I'm a horrible person. I'm sorry, guys. Anyways, so changing the subject. You know what tickles the hell out of me? I swear, I probably had the slowest bunch of sisters. Like, I love them, but I swear I blank stare at their text at least twice a day. And that's at the very least. Twice a day is at the very, very least of how many times I blank stare at their text messages. Like, they're really slow. And in my head, I be wondering, like, just how slow I actually am. Because, I mean, like, you know how they say that birds of a feather flock together? Like, yeah, like, do that go the same as far as mental capacity, too? Like, slow bitches all stick together, too? Because, like, I'm trying to figure out, like, whoa, what the fuck? These hoes are fucking dumb sometimes. I'd be like, what? What are you talking about? It didn't make any fucking sense. Like, did you really actually say that? Like, my sister, she says some of the craziest shit. And I'd be looking at her like, bruh, did you actually text that to that... Bruh, I'd be like, bruh, that's the type of shit you keep in your head. You don't tell nobody that. Like, I'm pretty sure that's why he hasn't, whatever. Okay, whatever. No, but for real, I love all my sisters. Like, I love my sisters. We be having some of the craziest combos. And I'm gonna really start letting y'all get to know some of them too, because they really are bomb as fuck. Like, and we all have like different taste in men and clothes. We kind of all dislike the same things. Like, I don't know, it's so many of us, we're weird. And it's like, when I say my sisters, it means my cousins and stuff included, because for one, it's easier to say sisters. Now I can't be like, oh, my two sisters and this many cousins, or my sister and my cousin and my other cousin. Like, come on, that's just doing too much. Like, my sisters, when I say my sisters, like, it's easier to say. In actuality, we all grew up close as hell too, and we all lived under one roof at like hella times of our lives. So that's solidified off top. So my sisters. But I swear, sometimes I be wanting there to be like a hidden camera somewhere, because the shit that comes out of their mouths is fucking unexplainable. Like, we be having the wildest of conversations. Like, wild, bro, wild. But now that I got my camera equipment and stuff, it's gonna be some angry assholes in Oakland, because I'm about to start putting everybody on blast. I'm gonna be putting little secret cameras up and stuff and recording conversations and shit, because the shit is funny as fuck. Like, when I tell you funny, I mean funny as fuck. So, you know, I'm gonna let some of them get on this podcast soon too, so y'all gonna get to know all my sisters. And I hope y'all love them just as much as I love them, and I hope y'all hate them just as much as I hate them too, because sometimes I can't stand them fucking hoes. But you know, for the most part, like, I love the fuck out of their ass, and I go to war with God over any one of them, period. Anyways, so I don't know, like, my mind just be everywhere. And I know that it's been a minute. I only gave y'all 2 episodes and I kind of fell off for a minute, but I promise I'm gonna be consistent, because you know I'm a real nigga, and niggas be bad with consistency, and I'm kind of one of them niggas that be bad with consistency. So just please bear with me. I'm sorry, guys. Let me long time, please. Thanks. Okay, we're back, so let's talk music. Now, honestly, I'm not gonna lie, I really haven't been listening to shit. Like, I really kind of been on these Audible books, and they've had my attention for the last few weeks, and that's really literally all I've been listening to. But I have heard a few albums, not anything too much, but the few albums that I do have heard, okay, we're gonna get into that, because, yeah. Like, you know, I fuck with music or whatever, but lately I just kind of been in a different zone. Like, I don't know, it's August. August is always a bad month for me. So I kind of just been needing something just to keep my brain, like, off of my own shit, you know? And I've been listening to mixes and stuff, but not really any albums. But we will go over the albums I've been listening to. I was looking for Soulja Boy album. It was supposed to come out on the 28th. I don't know what happened. I can't find it nowhere. So we didn't get that. Ross album is supposed to drop August 9th. We gonna see if that happens. You know how Rosé be. He be with that fake ass shit. So, yeah. If it drops, we will definitely get on that. If not, then hey, you know, whatever. But, okay, so the first album I listened to was E-40. And, you know, 40 Water, he, old school. He's a real OG, classic, staple figure in the music industry. So, I definitely had to go get that album. It's called Practice Makes Paper. That nigga was on his Chris Brown shit because he just dropped 26 tracks on that fucking album. 26 tracks. Like, damn. What are you doing with your time, old man? Shit. Anyways, so I listened to the album, and my two songs on that album, Chase the Money, I really was feeling that song. I really liked it because his features was dope as fuck. Like, he has some dope ass features on that song. It's called Chase the Money. It features Quavo, Roddy Ricch, ASAP Ferg, and Schoolboy Q. I was really feeling that track. Like, I was really, really feeling that track. And if, I don't know, I'm loving Roddy Ricch. Like, I love Roddy Ricch. I don't know. It's just something about him that just, I just love. So yeah, I'm not a big fan of the other artists on there, but altogether they made a great fucking record. Like, that track, I love it. So, that's called Chase the Money. And then the second one is called Rain on My Parade, and that's featuring Ty Dolla $ign and G-Eazy. And I don't know, Ty Dolla $ign is so, so damn talented to me. Like, anything that he do, I damn near be on. Like, I love anything that he features on. Like, his features is crazy to me. So, and even his own songs, like, I really just love Ty Dolla $ign. He's very, very talented. I respect his hustle in the music industry, period. So yeah, I really, really fuck with Ty. That album, 26 tracks, man. It took me a minute to get through it. I went back a few times, re-listened to a few tracks or whatever. But all in all, I ain't gonna lie, that's a 5-star album. I'm gonna give that man 40 Water 5 stars because he's a real OG, you know, and he really, really, really been grinding hard, like, for years, like, since before, like, I was old enough to just really be listening to rap music and stuff. Like, he was really out here making a name. So, 40 Water is a great album. Thank you very much. That is called Practice Makes Paper. 5-star album, 26 tracks. Go get that, listen to that. And like I tell you guys every time, do not base your opinions on something because of my opinion. My opinion is my opinion. It's what I like, what I don't like. Don't base it off of me. Go make your own decisions on whatever it is that you want to go hear and listen to or whatever, because, you know, it's just me. I'm just me, and my opinion don't hold no weight. What I eat don't make you shit, you feel me? So just go listen to it. But I'm gonna tell you, that is a 5-star album. 40 Water for the win. Okay, the next one I listened to Young Dolph and Key Glock. It's called Dumb and Dumber. And that was 22 tracks. And I was like, okay, y'all got 22 tracks worth of shit to talk about. Okay. But, it's called Dumb and Dumber. It was a nice collab album. You don't really see too many collab albums now. But it was really good to see two guys, like, collab on it. So, it was pretty good. I enjoyed it. I'm not a big Dolph fan. I do like Dolph. I do like some of his tracks or whatever, but I'm not a huge fan. Like, I'm more of a fan of his personality than I am of actually his music. I can listen to a few things, but I can't just listen to hella Dolph. Like, don't get me wrong, he cool as fuck, but I just can't be like, oh, Dolph, come here, baby. No. But it was a pretty good album. My two songs on that album, the first one is called One Hell of a Life. I really, really was feeling that track. I liked it. I think I like Key Glock more than I like Dolph. So the tracks where he kind of took the lead, it was the ones that I kind of like linked more towards. And then the second track is called It Feel Different. I really like that track as well. I like both of those. I really like both of those. It was a good album, though. I'm not even gonna lie. 22 tracks. It was good. It was good. It was cool. It was cool. But okay, I gave it 2 stars. I gave it 2 stars because I probably wouldn't listen to it again. Just being honest. I didn't even download. Like, I didn't even star any of the actual songs on there. So, yeah. 2 stars. Key Glock and Young Dolph. Dumb and Dumber. 22 tracks on that album. Sorry, guys. 2 stars. I did enjoy it, though. I did like listening to it. Like, I listened to it all the way through. I didn't even stop it and say, never mind, I'm not even going to review this. Like, I did it. Okay, whatever. Next. Okay, so next. You know, I gotta throw a female in there because, you know, like, I gotta rep for the ladies. So, in July, nobody dropped an album except for Iggy. Iggy Azalea dropped an album. And I've never, ever, 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 ever been an Iggy fan, ever. I probably liked, like, 2 songs that she ever did. And that was only because she was fucking with T.I. And T.I. had her with some good shit, you know? And that's how I knew this album right here is how I knew that T.I. was writing her shit for her. Because she don't even sound like how she sounded at first. Damn it. But, on the upside, it was a good album to me. And it was only a good album because she's not very lyrical. Like, lyric-wise, she's not lyrical at all. But the production of the album made up for what she lacked in lyrics. The production was good. I liked damn near every track, the production on every track. Straight out the gate, she came with it. Like, the first track on the album was the best one to me, and it's called The Thanks I Get. And when I say she was going the fuck in, sis was going the fuck in, okay? Like, she was tripping. She was like, this the thanks I get, bitches? What the fuck? So, yeah, like, I was feeling that. I was feeling that first one. And, okay, I started. I liked it. And so, you know, the second track on here is with my bitch, Cash Doll. You know, I fucks with Cash Doll. I fucks with Cash. So, yeah. So, it was with Cash Doll. And it is called Fuck It Up. And I been heard the song probably like a week or two ago. My sister put me up on it. And, you know, I was fucking it up over the weekend to that. Like, hey, fuck it up, sis. Alright, but okay, so then my 2 tracks on the album, Thanks I Get and Fuck It Up featuring Cash Doll. 12 tracks on that album. She kept it short and simple, and I respected that because I don't know what I would have did with 20 tracks of Iggy. I probably wouldn't have got past 12, but for 12 tracks, I was like, okay, we can get through this. We can do this. But all in all, it was a pretty good album, so I'm gonna give it 3 stars. The 3rd star is for production because the production was good to me. I really enjoyed the beats. So, yeah, 3 stars. Iggy Azalea, In My Defense, that is what the album is called. And it's a 12-track album. So repping for the ladies. Iggy dropped her album for the month. And hopefully within the rest of the year, we're going to get some more females dropping their albums and stuff. So, come on, ladies. Bring it on. Tired of talking about these niggas all the time. Okay, so the next album I listen to is YBN Cordae. You know, the YBN niggas, they be cool. I probably be more on like single songs. I really only listened to the album because it was there, honestly. I seen it on the list of what it came out, and it's probably like the only other one I was like, let me see what it's about. So, YBN Cordae is called The Lost Boy. It's 15 tracks. 15 long tracks on YBN Cordae's album. The Lost Boy. So, basically, it took me a minute to find something that I liked. By the time I listened to it for the second time, I found me 2 tracks. And the first one I liked was called Have Mercy. I liked it. I'm going to leave it at that. The second one I listened to, I liked it a lot. It was called Bad Idea, and he actually has a video to go with it. And it features Chance the Rapper. I really liked the song because it was like kind of deep. Like it was talking about like, you know, like I might not never come back home, like because of all the shit that I went through. And so I did enjoy that track or whatever. I'm gonna give YBN Cordae 3 stars, though. I'm not even gonna lie. I'm gonna give him 3 stars. It was a good album. So, like I said, 3 stars. It was pretty good. 15 tracks. YBN Cordae, The Lost Boy. Okay, so bringing it back to the OGs. The OGs is dropping shit. You know, you youngsters gonna have to get it together. Because the OGs is coming for a comeback. You know, they trying to shoot and score right about now. So I'm gonna need y'all to pick it up, figure it out, you know. Letting old school come in and get this shit going. So, you know, whatever. But, so Spice One dropped an album. And it is called Platinum OG. And these OGs is dropping 20-something tracks. You feel me? E-40 dropped at 26. And then Spice One dropped 21. So, yeah, 21 tracks. And it was good. Platinum OG. So, Spice One, yeah, he came with it. And he brought that old school. He brought that feel to it. He's that same nigga. You feel me? Like, it's a lot of people that probably can't get with Spice One because, you know, I mean, you just not on it like that. But, you know, you know, base shit, period. So, whatever the case, you know, we listen to shit like this. So, Spice One album, first track I really liked on that song, on that album is called Yo Life. Yeah, I was really feeling that. I was really feeling it. And then Party and Folks. I really liked that because, first of all, the whole feel of that track was just like, okay, like, y'all niggas is really partying. Like, there's that barbecue outside. We gonna play this at your uncle house type shit, okay? So he came with it on that album, 21 tracks. It was like a few songs that I was really feeling, but you know, I try and leave y'all with my 2. So those are my 2, Yo Life and Party and Folks. And out of that, I'm gonna give him 4 stars. That was a 4-star album. You know, Fuddy got the 5 stars, Spice One got 4 stars. I don't know, you youngsters, y'all younger are my you know, my generation and stuff. I need y'all to step it the fuck up because these are Jesus coming and they're taking shots and they're scoring with their old ass. Okay. Honorable mention album is from a Bay Area artist, and you know, he just happened to be the big homie. And his album is called Never Die Alone. His name is Chris Lockett, and he got 12 tracks on that album. And you know, I'm gonna support, you know, my niggas regardless. Always gonna support. And his album was definitely worth listening to. That 12 tracks I played from beginning to end. And the 2 tracks on the album that I like, the Never Die Alone self-titled track. And most people would put it probably as an intro, but he didn't, and he didn't need to. And it was like, that track go crazy. So I really, really, really was feeling that. It's actually number 8 on the album, but it was like, I was really feeling that shit. So yeah. And the second one is called The Love Killers. And yeah, I just was really feeling it. Like, Chris Lockett really comes with that like real shit. Like, he don't hold his tongue. Like, he say what he wanted to say. When he come to talking about the snitches, talk about the neighborhood, like whatever the fuck he gotta say, he gonna say it. So, you know, like, he one of them niggas that you just can't do shit but respect. You feel me? So all respects to the homie Chris Lockett. Like, Never Die Alone. If you want to find somebody in the Bay that you just ain't heard, or you want to support somebody, like, definitely go show him some support. Go stream, download that album. You can get it on anything, iTunes, Apple Music, whatever that you download your music on, you can go get it. Never Die Alone. 12 tracks, and I gave that 4 stars. 4 stars. Like I said, the OGs is coming through. They shooting and they scoring out here, because Chris Lockett is definitely an OG as well. So, you know, yeah, like, I don't know, like, music ain't all, it ain't the same, it ain't what it used to be. I think I'm like stuck in the 2000s, the 90s and shit, because when I listen to mixes and playlists and shit, like, I be listening to the 90s and 2000 playlists. Like, I don't go too far near where we at right now, you know. So I'm stuck back in
the past. Sorry, but we had like the best music, like my generation when I was in junior high and high school, like our music was it. Like we was really, we had some good ass music. And I don't know what y'all are doing right now with y'all music and shit, but it ain't really like my cup of tea. Like I got my favorite artists and shout out the niggas that I listen to and shit like that. Like I like some of the new shit. Like I like the ratchet shit, you know. It's hella ratchet ass. Like I love these ratchet ass bitches. Like they be like, I'm gonna get that bag. I'm gonna suck his dick. Okay. Period. And I be like, okay, girl, you right. Me too. I'm gonna get the bag and suck his dick too. So you know, like I be fucking with it, but. As far as, like, when I be wanting to just chill and ride to some music, like, it ain't too much that I could really chill and ride to. I gotta go to, like, old albums and stuff, pull up Neek or Nipsey, shit like that. But, you know, like, I got hope for y'all new generation. I hope y'all get it the fuck together, because if not, I'm just staying in the 99s and the 2000s and keep listening to that shit, because that shit don't never wear the fuck off. Okay. Okay, so today, I didn't really want to go too deep and talk about nothing too serious today. Like, I just wanted to keep it real light and shit because it's been a minute and I ain't trying to bore the fuck out of y'all. Y'all probably like, bitch, we ain't heard your voice in hella long. Now you want to talk about some serious ass shit? Like, get the fuck. So, you know, like, we gonna keep it real light today. So, why I was on the internet earlier and I seen that Ross did a interview with Big Boy or whatever. And, I mean, I don't see it as shade because I feel like motherfuckers can say what the fuck they want to say. And, you know, like, if we don't already have funk and beef, like, ain't no more shade. I'm going to say whatever the fuck I want to say. And you're going to say it, you're going to take it how you take it. Like, so, basically, they was talking about collabs and stuff. And Big Boy asked if, you know, like, if he would do a collab with 50 or if they are not just there at the point, like, since, you know, they're not beefing anymore, if he's, you know, would do a collab. And basically, Ross was like, no. He was like, you know, if 50 still had value, yeah, if 50 still had value, then he would have been, you know, laced the record with him. But he was like, you know, 50 ain't there no more. Like, you know, he like, shit, I'm always relevant. I'm always a man. He like, but 50, he like, he not. Basically, he was like, you know, if 50 was still making music like how he was back when in his G-Unit days, like, yeah. He like, of course, you know, he would have been blessed something and put something out with him. But, you know, he like, bruh, ain't even it no more. Like, that nigga just funny and a bully and that's it. And music, nah. So, yeah, like, people were talking about, like, oh, Ross shaded 50 or whatever. And I don't see it as shade, like, because at the end of the day, you can't shade 50. 50 talk about every fucking body. Like, nigga try to bully everybody. So, ain't no shade, nigga. I said what I said. And that's it. That's all, like. Take it how you want to take it. Now, I'm pretty sure 50 gonna come back with his petty ass in a day or so and get to talking hella shit. And somehow he gonna pull out some money that Ross apparently is gonna owe him. That Ross probably ain't never owed the man, but he's gonna owe him tomorrow because he spoke on him. So, yeah, we're gonna see that. So, stay tuned for that. We're gonna see what 50 has to say about all of this. Speaking of Ross, though, we today's segment, we're gonna talk about real niggas. Because I think that it's a big misconception about what a real nigga is. Like, and there's a difference. There's a difference between a real nigga and a real man. And, you know, me, I'm from the hood. So, like, I want a man. I don't want no little ass boy. But I'm not, like, picky. Like, I take a real nigga. And I take a real man, you know, whichever come, as long as they real, is what I'll take, you know. I done lived both worlds, you know, and did the hood shit. So, you know, real niggas come out the hood. And I, you know, done this 9-to-5 shit for a while, so, you know, and just the 9-to-5 shit. So, yeah, like, I take a real man too. Whatever God wants to give me, you know. Or I take a real nigga that sir graduated into a real man, you know, that works too. So whichever, you know, Jesus, here I am, you know. You can convert my man from a real nigga to a real man. You know, he got the capabilities of it all. But, yeah. So, either way, like, I was on live today. And everybody knows that I get on live. When I'm at my second job, I'm always on live. So, for one, I always get the people that be like, oh, yo, you like attention. You like to be on live. Listen, first of all, I do so much different shit that I'm gonna be on live regardless, because I fucking talk and I'm fucking entertainer and I'm just fucking popping, you feel me? So yeah, I'm gonna be on live, and yeah, I'm cute as fuck today, so I'm gonna throw my live on so I don't have to post hella fucking videos. So I'm just gonna get on live and be cute as fuck, like whatever, and I'm gonna let people come and talk or whatever, because for the most part, like, it's fucking Instagram, social media. Like, people take social media so fucking serious. Like, if I want some fucking attention and I'm on social media, then so fucking be it. Like, let me be on social media. Like, why is you mad? You're not even my nigga. Like, oh my God. Like, you niggas be pressed. Like, oh, you on live again. There you go, on live again. Duh. Ain't that what the button for? When I press live, I'm supposed to be on live. Yeah. That's why they make it. For people that want to be on live. You know, like, hello, I want to talk to some people. What the fuck? Like, I'm on my podcast talking. Nobody's talking back. When I get on live, I'm talking and people talk back, you know? Like, what the fuck? My live be popping sometimes. So, the fuck out of here. Motherfuckers be mad. Like, ugh, whatever. But anyways, so, I was on live today. And there was a few guys on there. And it was like, hella, like, just, like, trying to talk to me and shit. And I always let it be known, like, I'm not talking to nobody, for one. I got a nigga, for two. And for three, like, some of y'all niggas be lame as fuck. Like, as fuck. So, I was on live today, and it was this guy. And he was just, like, hella, like, come fuck with a nigga. You know, I'm a real rich nigga. Woo, woo, woo. Like, we could have a rich baby. Whoop, like, what the fuck? For one, like, rich like what? Like, I'm gonna need to see some receipts or something, because, like, you talk about you rich, like, how much money you got, sir? Like, let me see some receipts or something, because I don't even believe you. Like, what are you talking about? You rich what? We can have a rich baby. Like, he just reminded me of that. Have a baby by me, baby, be on welfare. Like, nigga, like, what are you talking about? Fuck. So, yeah, so he was just like, yeah, you need to come fuck with a nigga. Woom, woom. And I'm like, how many times do I say I got a nigga? He like, yeah, but he ain't gonna treat you like me. Like, first of all, how are you gonna treat me? Like, I want a nigga to treat me good. Like, I like rude niggas. I like mean niggas, but I don't like when they're rude and mean to me. Like, I just want you to just not be nice and friendly to everybody else. Like, you can be an asshole because I'm an asshole, and you can't be soft as fuck because I'm an asshole, and I don't, like, if you're soft, I'm gonna run the fuck over you, and I'm not even gonna like you. So yeah, so like, I don't know, he was just hella, like, on my line. And then I was just like, bruh, shut the fuck up. Like, because he kept on saying, like, have a rich baby with me. Like, come fuck with me. He was like, your neck look bare, you need some ice on your neck. Like, send me the ice, sir. Let me see the ice. Because I don't know. I feel like you're going to make my neck turn green or something. Like, bruh. You're going to be laughing at me. Because it's going to be middle of the mall jewelry and shit. Like, bruh. You're not even rich. I was so irritated. But it just made me really realize how niggas always, like, it's always a big thing, like, if you get on social media, like, I see more males that bash females than I see the females bashing the males. Like, I don't really see hella females bashing niggas. Like, I see females bashing their nigga, but I don't see females bashing niggas as a whole like that. But then I get on social media, I see niggas bashing females as a whole. And I'm like, why? Like, why do y'all talk about us so bad? Like, I just be trying to figure out, why do y'all find so much wrong in everything that we do? When y'all mama was doing the same shit and worse. Like, but you ain't talking about your mama.
You ain't talking about your bald-headed ass sister that's running through niggas like draws, but yet you get on social media and you talk so bad about us females. Like, I don't know. Like, I feel like, for one, y'all need to stay in y'all fucking lane. Like, you niggas be talking about shit that don't even concern y'all. Like, eyebrows and makeup and lace fronts and shit. Like, first of all, sir, you don't even, if you can't tell me what chemicals to put on a lace front to make it stick, don't tell me when it's lifting. The fuck? Like, oh my gosh, like, y'all be so mad. Y'all be like, y'all wearing wigs like y'all grannies. Like, so the fuck what? First we was bald headed, now we wearing wigs, and now you mad? I'm gonna need you to make up your mind, sir. Like, what do you want from me? Like, stay in y'all lane. Stay in y'all lane. Talk what y'all know. Like, y'all don't like females. Y'all don't like us females. Not even us females, because I know sports and I fuck with sports. So y'all don't like them females that don't know sports to speak on sports, right? So we don't want y'all to speak on our fucking makeup and our clothes and our hair. Like, that's not y'all place. Like, y'all gonna fuck anything anyway. So why the hell you talking about my hair blending in with the weave and shit? Like, that ain't even your place. That ain't even your lane. Like, why are you over here, sir? You're in the fast lane. I need you to get back over to the slow lane, okay? Like, I don't know. Like, y'all just be just talking, and I just be wondering, like, why the fuck is y'all talking so much? Like, real niggas, they don't speak on shit that don't concern them, you feel me? They don't be in female shit. Like, but it's a lot of you weird ass niggas that's out here, and y'all speaking on shit that y'all shouldn't even be speaking on. Like, I just don't know. Like, but the nigga basically was like, he a real nigga and I need to upgrade my life and all this shit. But like, my man might not got it all, but he got what I need. He got enough for me, you know? Like, he might not be the richest nigga, but like, promise you, like, I got a plan, and my plan include me and him. Like, I got a plan for him, I got a plan for me, I got a plan for us individually and together, you feel me? So like, a nigga hopping in my DMs or hopping on my live telling me what he can offer me, that shit don't mean shit to me. Like, that shit ain't nothing I'm just gonna jump on. Like, oh, he got money, like, yes, I'm gonna go fuck with him. Like, no, that's not me. Like, you can have some money, but either, like, not even to sound like that, but I'll probably play you out your shit before I go fuck with you for real, especially you hella flaunting it like that. Like, if that's all you keep trying to, like, reel me in with, like, nigga, catch me on a bad day, and I'ma play you out all of that little money that you trying to give away, you feel me? Like, shit, I'ma be like, oh, well, shit, I need this, 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 and then I'ma expect you to run it in every time I say I need it too, because it's like, this is what you kept on telling me. I got money. I could upgrade your life. You need some ice on your neck. You need some ice on your wrist. Where your jewelry at? Like, I didn't have my watch on today because I was rushing out the house. I didn't put no jewelry on because I was rushing out the house. But you keep on flaunting that shit like, oh yeah, I'm a real nigga. Like, money don't make niggas real. Like, niggas be real fake as fuck. Like, I done seen niggas, for one, it's hella niggas out here with money that's weak as fuck, fake as fuck, and they dicks is little. Like, nigga, if you keep on flaunting your money, it make me know, not even think, I know that you have no substance to you. Like, it ain't nothing that you can offer me but that money. Like, you probably can keep me a little more stable than the next nigga, but you can't, like, I'm not gonna feel secure with you, for one. I'm not gonna feel safe with you, because I'm pretty sure you're a pussy, because, I don't know, like, gangsters move in silence, for one. Like, a real nigga don't gotta keep on saying he a real nigga. Like, I feel like I'm a real ass bitch, you feel me? I feel like I'm a real ass female. I feel like I'm solid, I'm loyal as fuck. Like, so I'm not gonna be like, I'm a real ass bitch, real ass bitch. Like, everything I do is real. I don't do no fake ass shit. Like, I don't gotta say that because my actions speak for me, you feel me? Like, my track record speak for me. Everything that I done ever did, you know, like, is back the fuck up. It's receipts to how solid I am. It's receipts to how loyal I am. It's receipts to that, the fact that I don't be in drama, that I don't start no messy ass shit. Like, it's receipts to that, you feel me? Like, I don't play both sides. It's receipts to that. So a real nigga, it's gonna be receipts to that, nigga. I don't need you to pull it up like it. Like, usually the motherfucker that come and tell first is a motherfucker that did it. So if you have to come and tell me that you a real nigga, like, nah, like, I don't feel like you a real nigga. Like, real niggas ain't gotta advertise that shit, you feel me? Like, I don't know. Like, I think it's a lot of you guys are misguided. Like, y'all don't have the substance to keep a female, so you just say what you think is gonna catch them, like, that's gonna reel them in. Like, you throw that bait out there, and a nigga throw a bait, you're gonna get the wrong motherfucking, you're gonna be looking for a fish, and you're gonna get a shark like me that's gonna come through and fuck your life up, you feel me? Like, and that's just real. Like, and there's bitches out there that's way worse than me. Like, me, I'm just telling you how it is, because motherfuckers don't call me Macintosh for nothing, you know? Like, I got the Macintosh name. That shit is heavy. Like, it holds weight. Like, I don't just say Macintosh because I just say it. Like, nigga, it's Macintosh. Like, nigga, I've been macking niggas. I've been talking niggas out of they back pockets, you feel me? So it's like, that ain't nothing new, but it ain't nothing that I just broadcast all like that, like, oh, I'm gonna take your money, nothing like that. So when you actually throwing it out there, like, you gotta watch who you throw it out there to, because you're gonna catch the wrong one, and you're gonna be mad, and you're gonna be crying and ready to fucking knock a bitch out because she done took what you was offering. But you gotta remember, nigga, you threw it out there, you was offering it, feel me? So don't get mad when I come and take it all. Nigga, you said you had it. A rich nigga got more. If you got it to give to me, you should have it to give to five of me's. You feel me? So, like, all that real nigga shit, like, real niggas ain't loud with it. Real niggas ain't even made. Like, money don't make no real nigga. Either you a real nigga or you not. Like, it's either it's in you or it ain't. Like, niggas that be throwing their money around, that shit's on you. You feel me? That you got money on you. You got a couple of designer labels on you or whatever. You know, you got a nice haircut. You got some jewels on you. Like, all that shit is on you. What's in you, it shows. You know, like, a nigga don't gotta tell me that he real. His actions gonna prove that he real. His conversation gonna prove that he a real ass nigga. You feel me? Like, I'm real, recognized real. And because I'm a real ass female, I'm a vibe with a real nigga. A fake nigga, like, a nigga that ain't got shit for him, going for him, I'ma see that off top, because every little thing you do, I'ma be like, ah, nah, that nigga weird, bro. Like, weird ass nigga always saying this, that, and the other. And I'm the type of person, like, I'm a Gemini, so little shit turn me the fuck off. Like, little shit will have me like, nah, bro, like, I'm cool. So it's like, I don't know, like, you niggas gotta watch what you say, especially on the internet. Like, it's people on Instagram and shit that's gonna run you for everything you got, you know, just because you wanna be a real ass nigga. Like, you see real niggas out here and you trying to imitate and duplicate that shit. And that shit cannot be duplicated, because every real nigga is different from the last real nigga too. Like, it ain't two of the same real niggas out here. It ain't two niggas out here that's the same and they all real niggas. No, all these niggas is different. They real, but they different. So I'm telling y'all right now, y'all gotta come correct or don't come at all. Cause you niggas is all on social media really trying to, like, really just pop shit. And y'all sound dumb as fuck. Like, dumb as fuck. But it's whatever, because real is real. Real recognize real. Fake is fake, you know. Fake nigga gonna be a fake nigga regardless. And that go for females too. Like, that go for females too. But we on the niggas today, because I don't know, that shit just bothered the fuck out of me. Like, damn, you niggas be fake as fuck. But, you know, like, that's really it today. And I just had to drop that little shit, because that shit was bugging the fuck out of me. So, anyways, thank y'all for coming to fuck with me. And I promise I will be back next week with another episode of TMZ 2-2. And, yeah, I'm your host, 2 Macintosh. You were listening to TMZ 2-2, TMZ Thursdays, also dubbed the Mac Cassine. Please, 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 please come back and fuck with me next week. I'll be back. I ain't gonna lie, I just got tripped out because it's a big ass spider behind me and I'm trying to kill it, but I'm trying to finish this episode before I kill it. Gotta go, bye!